ensemble. And Kevin, we appreciate that. Okay, so our theme for this whole month of November has been financial health and prosperity. We've talked about finding our prosperity within. We've talked about reversing financial adversity. And last week we talked about the grateful heart. If you did not get a gratitude journal, there are some extras on the shelves around the corner here. We invite you to take one home with you and use it during this next holiday season. It will definitely uplift you and enlighten you. So today I'm going to talk specifically about money, what it is and how to have more in your life, how money in your life to be more spiritual. Is it me? Am I doing that? No? Okay. So I think just the idea about money has gotten a bad reputation. I think we associate it with something that maybe we can't have if we want to be spiritual. So I'm hoping that today, through these ideas, that I can change some of those ideas that might be lurking in your conscious mind or in your subconscious mind and free you up to experience a greater flow of money in your life. Because we know that what we believe in and what we think about is what shows up in our life. And if we are pushing money away, it's no wonder that we don't have any. So if you don't have a good relationship with money, then what is showing up in your life is lack and struggle and discomfort around the subject of money. So if you don't have a good relationship with money, it's my desire, if it's your desire, to help you change that and start on the road to prosperity. I'm just wondering if I'm doing that. Pardon? No, it's not that. Oh, it is? No? Okay, it's not clicking or anything. It's just that other noise. Let's see. Okay, so there are many misconceptions about money. Our parents or our grandparents grew up during Depression era. And so there was those thoughts about there's not enough, we're always going to be in lack, we're not going to have what we need. We have to save for a rainy day. Now, I'm not one opposed to saving. I think saving is good, but I think we need to save for future experiences, future good times, future adventures, and not save for a rainy day, not save for something bad to happen. I'm going to take this out just in case it is affecting it in any way. I think it just has a bad connection there. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So there's the generally held belief that money is not spiritual. How many of you have ever heard that or thought about that, that money is not spiritual? Especially maybe if you were raised in certain religious traditions that held to that belief. It was thought that if you want to be spiritual, that you have to give up having money. You can look at some of our religious orders. Monks, priests, and nuns often took vows of poverty. Now, what's that about, vows of poverty? Can you imagine vowing that you wouldn't have anything flowing in your life? It's like money is somehow bad, and we have to keep it away from us if we want to be good people. I think that we should take vows of prosperity. How do you like that? I think that's what we should vow to have, is more good flowing through our experience. So I think it's our absolute responsibility to live prosperously. So I'd like to share a vow of prosperity with you. So just close your eyes and let these words just wash over you. You don't have to write any of them down. They're in this little, there's some of the things that I'm going to share with you in this little white insert here in your bulletin. You can take them home with you. Okay, so here's the vow of prosperity. It's my right and responsibility as a child of God to live abundantly. I now promise to allow money to circulate freely in my life. I am a money magnet. The more money I have, the more I can circulate. I accept that money is God in action, and I vow to allow more of God as money in my life. And so it is. Does that feel good? Does that feel expansive? Does that feel like maybe it's contradictory to some old ideas that you've had? this is good. I'm hoping that we can release some of those old ideas and open you up a little bit today. The old ideas of poverty were based on ideas of separation, that we had God and we had the world. We had God, we had money, and the never the twain shall meet. But in our teaching, we state that God is the only presence and power in the universe and in my life. And we also say that there is only one presence and one power in the universe. So those are all telling us that what this belief, this teaching is built on, is a unity of consciousness, a unity with all of life as being God in action, and that includes money. Nothing is separate from that. So if you've been separating them in your mind or in your life, I'd like to suggest that you rethink that idea right now and change that idea to include God as money in action. So money is God in action. Let's say that together. Money is God in action. Okay, so money is a symbol of God's substance. It's the idea of God's supply objectified in our lives. So no more saying things like money is bad or those filthy rich people. No more of that is allowed. No more of that is allowed. No more looking outside of ourselves and criticizing people who have money. In fact, no more looking outside of ourselves and comparing ourselves with anyone else and what they're demonstrating or what their relationship with money is, because it's none of our business. Did you know that? It's none of our business. Our only business is to welcome and appreciate the flow of good in our own lives. Other people's relationship is between them and God. It's not up to us to judge whether they've earned it in the right way, whether they've worked hard enough for it, or how they're spending it. That's not our business. So let's just take our mind off of that and put it back on our own abundant flow of good and our own experience. So whenever we see money circulating in the world, let's change our words to, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Instead of judging in any way. I remember when this idea came to my mind really clearly, it was a few years ago. Marvin and I, as some of you know, have grandchildren over in the south of France. And we go over there to visit. And one time we were over there, and we were walking along the port in Antibes. Now, Antibes, France, has one of the largest ports in the world for yachts and pleasure vehicles. So at that particular time, there were three of the biggest yachts in the world parked there in Antibes. And we were walking along and looking at them, and I saw Paul Allen's yacht, the Octopus, which was there. At that time, it was the third largest yacht in the world. It was 414 feet long. It had two helicopters and a submarine. It had a full Olympic-sized swimming pool, a full basketball court, and a movie studio. And it had two doors at the front of it that opened out, and motorcycles could drive out of it to use when you're on land. So my thought when I saw that, and I have to admit it was small thinking, but my thought was, wow, what a waste. All that money wasted on this yacht that could be used to help people. That was my thought. Well, Marvin's thought was totally different. He had a different perspective. He said, wow, look at all the people that were employed to make that happen, to build the boat like that. Look at all the people that are employed right now to keep that thing running on the water. Boy, that is really circulating a lot of good in the world. So can you see there was a paradigm shift? So when I realized that my thinking was judgmental and little, I realized that I wanted to change that. I wanted to say, wow, that's wonderful. So much good is circulating. So much good is benefiting people, because it's true. Think of the hundreds and thousands of people that were working in order to produce all those different parts to that yacht and all its amenities. So that's the kind of thinking that we have to shift if we're going to experience more good in our lives. By the way, Paul Allen is also a philanthropist. He gives a lot of money to very worthwhile causes. He, besides owning the Seattle Seahawks, he has a lot of research projects that he finances. He gives millions and even billions of dollars away. So he is doing good in other ways in the world, too, in addition to giving employment to a whole lot of people. So when I say money is God in action, what does that really mean? Well, Money is circulating. Everything in life needs to circulate in order to be healthy. Our bodies have to have circulation if we're going to be healthy. The air has to circulate through our lungs. The blood has to circulate through our veins and our heart. Our old skin sloughs off all the time so that new skin can grow. There's always a circulation in our lives. So this is good. Bodies of water on the earth have to flow, have to circulate in order to sustain life. If a body of water does not circulate, it stagnates and nothing can grow in it. And that's the same with our bodies. If they don't circulate, they die. And so it's the same thing that's true economically. That's what creates healthy finances, is the flow of our good. If businesses that take in money never spent out the money that they received, the business would close very shortly because it wouldn't be in harmony with the circulation of life. Flow is what creates the potential for growth and expansion. So it makes sense that financial circulation is necessary in our own lives. It's necessary for our money to circulate in our bank accounts, in our wallets. It's necessary for our ideas of prosperity to circulate in our mind. And it all begins with the belief and the understanding that I am in a universe which is supportive and whole. I am in a universe which is supportive and whole. Therefore, I am part of that universe. So I am supportive and whole. I am circulating my good. I am circulating everything that I have. And we begin by understanding that money is energy. Money is just a flow of energy. It's an exchange. It's an agreement between two people or two organizations or institutions that I will provide this good or service and you will provide money in the form of energy to me in exchange. The little pieces of paper and the little metal discs don't really have any meaning beyond the value that we give to them, the value that they're a medium of exchange. So as we realize that we're always just exchanging energy, we're giving our energy out, we're taking the energy back in, then we're never embarrassed or ashamed to receive money for our services, and we're never hesitant to give money for services that are rendered. So Raymond Charles Barker has a little book called God is Money in Action. And here's something that he says in that book. Money is a vital part of the necessary circulatory system of this age. As it is a necessity for the economic health of all of us, it must be a spiritual idea. The moment you shift your attention from the concept that money is evil to the belief that money is wonderful, you will begin to have a greater circulation of money in your life. Money is your friend. Money is wonderful. It's a wonderful exchange of energy. He also said, anything we love increases, and anything we criticize moves out of our lives. The first step toward abundance is to love money. Why? Because it's the means that God is using at the present instant to maintain a circulation in your world of economics. A few years back, there was a story in the Washington Post about Bill and Melinda Gates. You know, Bill Gates and Paul Allen were the co-founders of Microsoft. Well, Bill and Melinda Gates have also been big philanthropists. Recently, they gave $25 billion to help overcome AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria in Africa. And they have already pledged most of the rest of their $46 billion. So they certainly understand the flow, the circulation of good in our lives. My father used to say, there's more where that came from. There's more where that came from. That's a very good idea to have in your mind when you see money flowing out for whatever purposes. Just know that there's more where that came from. So just as we love and appreciate our bodies and the way they circulate the blood, the oxygen, and the nutrients to maintain our health, so too do we appreciate money and how it circulates in our lives for our economic health. It takes money to operate effectively in this physical reality. And yet many times we think and speak badly about the very thing that we say we want more of in our lives. So we attract in our lives what we love and care about. We push out of our lives what we criticize and don't like. That works with relationships, it works with jobs, it works with our health, and yes, it works with our money too. So take a look at your attitudes about money that may be pushing it out of your life. Here are a few easy steps to help you change your money thinking. First of all, be willing to live in a state of flux with your finances. Know that sometimes your bank account's going to be down and sometimes it's going to be up. That's just the way it flows, the ebb and flow of this circulation of life. And don't get all panicky and scared if you see it's down a little bit. Just start telling yourself, there's more where that came from. There's more where that came from. My good circulates freely in my life. So start believing that money is a spiritual idea and choose to have a conviction, an absolute conviction that you will always have money. You will always be provided for. Where God guides, God provides. That's a wonderful consciousness to develop in your life if you don't already have that. You will always have enough. So another thing to do is to refuse to worry about money. Worrying about money is simply using our mental energies in a negative way. We're using it to push it away instead of bring it in. If I focus my energy on worry, I'm using my creative power to create a negative situation, and I'll find more reasons to worry about money. Have you ever realized that if you start worrying about something, you find more and more substantiating evidence, and pretty soon you're just in a downward spiral of more and more worry, instead of recognizing the good that is there and claiming the good and speaking your word for the good and being grateful for the good. That's what we need to do to attract more in. One of my colleagues who was preparing notes for the outline for this talk, what we do is we have 52 lessons during the year, and a different minister takes a different week every week of the year and puts together a little outline with some of these ideas, and we can pick or choose, we can use them or not. But the one who was preparing this one said that when she and her husband were first learning about these principles about how to attract money into their lives, they were in a very tight financial circumstance. Many of us started off in those circumstances and can understand that. And they were students at the time and had a very limited amount of money coming in. And so she was just beginning to get these ideas, and she thought, if we could have a place to live for $500 a month, it would free us up. It would free us up, and we would have the ability to do more good in our lives. And so she started treating for $500 a month for their household expenses. And someone offered her a house to live in, and the taxes and the utilities came to $500. And so then she started thinking, she realized, you know, God doesn't know any limits. What if I had treated for a free house with no expenses? I could have probably gotten that. She said, but my mind was not open to house and free at the same time. I could not fathom that, so I created what I was able to receive. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker is one of our early metaphysicians, and here's what he had to say about that. He said, there are unfortunately a great many people with attractive surface attitudes, but the same old rubbish underneath. I call treatment mind surgery. It's the way in which you go into the subconscious, destroy old patterns, and instill new ones. So he has a treatment called the money treatment, and I'd like to read it to you. You don't have to worry about it. You have it in your bulletin, in this little green card that you can use later. But right now, just close your eyes and take in this money treatment by Raymond Charles Barker. I now subconsciously accept this treatment. There is only one creative cause, God. There is only one mind, God. There is only one life, God. There is only one substance, God. This present universe is the glory of God. It is moving, flexible, fluidic creation. It is alive with the life, the abundance, and the richness of God. I abide in prosperity. Mind created me in order that it might act through me. Therefore, I am receptive to its abundance. I am receptive to its circulation in my life in the form of money. Money is God's idea of circulation in my world of finances. I accept this idea completely. I appreciate this idea. I like it. Money being God in action is absolute good. It is wholesome. It is a blessing to me, and I am now prospered with it. I have no fear of lack, for I believe that I have plenty of money. It is God's activity in my world. It is God's activity in my bank account. It is God's activity in my investments. It is God's activity in everything to which I lay my hands. This money is flowing. This money is free. I do not attempt to lock it up. I do not put a fence around it. It's God's money. I let it flow in. I let it flow out. I release it. I know that it comes back to me, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am now free in money. I rejoice in it. I appreciate it, and I thank God for it. I have money forevermore. And so it is. Amen. Okay, so is there something that you've realized that you want to change in your money thinking? Put it into an affirmation, something like this, or use this affirmation and repeat it to yourself, especially at night before you go to bed. That's a wonderful time to do mind surgery, to release what is no longer needed and put in new ideas. You can expand your thinking in 2018 and know that money is God in action. Our affirmation is, I abide in prosperity. Mind created me in order that it might act through me. Therefore, I am receptive to its abundance. I am receptive to its circulation in my life in the form of money. Let's read it together.
I abide in prosperity. Mind created me in order that it might act through me. Therefore, I am receptive to its abundance. I am receptive to its circulation in my life in the form of money.
And so it is. Thank you. Namaste.